national news.
On a rainy Sunday morning,
and welcome to the Filipino American National News. I'm Alan Bunju. On today's show, we will have a wide variety of music along with a plethora of news spanning the U.S. and the Philippines. Just to remind you, our listeners, you're listening to the Filipino American National News, which is heard every Sunday here on KFEI from 9 to 9:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. Our shows are archived up to 2 weeks, and you can listen to us at kfei.org/Filipino American National News. Also, you can hear us via the KFEI app, which you can find on both the Apple Store and Google Play. But for right now, we're going to head over to the news desk, and this comes from Reuters. Philippines President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. said on Saturday that the country will not lose an inch of territory, his remarks coming on the heels of a continuing maritime tension with Beijing in the South China Sea. The Southeast Asian nation this week protested what it called as Beijing's aggressive activities that have stoked a long-running territorial dispute over the South China Sea. The country has been heightened geopolitical tension that do not conform to our ideals of peace and threaten the security and stability of the country, of the region, of the world, Marcos said in a speech at the military alumni homecoming event. This country will not lose an inch of its territory. We will continue to uphold our territorial integrity and sovereignty in accordance with our Constitution and with international law. We will work with our neighbors to secure the safety and security of our people. Beijing's embassy in Manila did not respond to a request for comment. China's foreign minister has said its Coast Guard conducted actions according to law. On Tuesday, Marcos summoned China's envoy to express his serious concern over Beijing's increasing frequency and intensity of action against the Philippine Coast Guard and Filipino fishermen in the South China Sea. The Philippines Foreign Ministry on Tuesday also filed a diplomatic protest after Manila's Coast Guard reported its Chinese counterpart had directed a military-grade laser at one of its ships supporting a resupply mission to troops, temporarily blinding its crew on the bridge. However, Marcos sees the laser-pointing incident as insufficient to invoke a mutual defense treaty with the United States, a longtime ally. If we activated that, what are we doing is escalating, intensifying the tension in the area, and I think that would be counterproductive, Marcos told reporters. Marcos says he discussed with China's ambassador to Manila what he saw was intensifying action of Chinese Marine militia, Coast Guard, and Navy, including the laser-pointing incident. China's recent actions came to just a month after Marcos' state visit to Beijing, where the two countries pledged to handle disputes peacefully and boost cooperation. China claims large swaths of the strategic waterway, where about $3 trillion in shipborne trade passes annually, which was invalidated by International Tribune in The Hague in 2016. And once again, that comes from Reuters. For our next article of the evening here at the news desk, this comes from the BreeCorder.com. The World Bank said on Tuesday it has approved $600 million loan to support Philippines' economic recovery and efforts to make its financial sector more resilient. The fund will be channeled towards strengthening its financial sector stability, expanding financial inclusion, and improving disaster risk finance, the multilateral bank said in a statement. Financial inclusion can be a key enabler to speed up poverty reduction and strengthening recovery from a pandemic, said Nadidami Diop, World Bank Country Director of Brunei, Malaysia, Philippines, and Thailand. Only half of Filipinos aged 15 and above have a transaction account with a financial institution, below the East Asia and Pacific regional average of 80%, the World Bank data shows. The Philippines Central Bank is aiming for 70% of Filipino adults to be a bank account holder by this year. The World Bank said that the loan also aims to develop a catastrophe insurance market in the Philippines to prevent people from falling into poverty following natural disaster. The Philippines, an archipelago of more than 7,600 islands, is hit by an average of 20 tropical storms every year that cause deadly landslides and flash floods and destroys crops and infrastructure. It is also prone to earthquakes as it sits on the active Pacific Ring of Fire. But for right now, we are going to play a song from a film, I believe, written and directed by Reno Orcel, who at one time was one of the most important people in the 1990s Filipino-American-owned record label Classified Records. He has, as I said, I believe, written and directed this film called And One. And this is a song from Marella Sabio, Martin Martinez, and Jules Aurora. And the name of this song is entitled Relentless.
To be standing here right now, am I able to control my breathing like my father taught me how? I remember growing up wanting to be enough. Now like starlight in the sky, like my Ari shining bright, like Tala lighting the way. I shouldn't hesitate to be relentless, be relentless.
Just remember, girl, like starlight in the sky, like my Ari shining bright, like Tala lighting the way. Don't ever hesitate to be relentless, be relentless, be relentless.
Morella Sabio, Martin Martinez, Jules Arroyo with Relentless from the Anne 1 soundtrack. And for right now, we are going to head over back to the news desk. And this comes from the Asian Journal. One of the hottest tickets on Broadway today is Anne Juliet, an award-winning new musical that has been packing audiences at the Stephen Sondheim Theater at 124th West 43rd Street since the beginning performance last October and celebrated its Broadway opening on November 17th, 2022. The musical boasts a diverse cast, with 15 of the 25 company members making their Broadway debuts. There are four Filipino Americans, three of whom are making their debuts: Brandon Antonio, Jasmine Rafael, and Elena V. Mandrell. And they are joined by Nico De Jesus, who is also the assistant dance captain. The musical is an exciting reimagination of Shakespeare's classic love story and delves into what could have happened if Juliet hadn't ended it all over Romeo and got a second chance at love, of life and love on her terms. Featuring a book by David West Reed, the Emmy Award-winning writer from Schitt's Creek, music from the legendary 5-time Grammy Award-winning songwriter-producer Max Martin, direction by Luke Shepherd, and choreographer by Emmy Award winner Jennifer Weber, and Juliet uses some of the most beloved pop songs of the last 3 decades to fill the script on the greatest and most tragic love story ever told. And Juliet, it's a multi-generational story of self-discovery and empowerment and love, the fresh retelling of Juliet's story burst to life through a playlist of pop anthems as iconic as her name, all written by Max Martin and his musical collaborators, making the jukebox musical an instant pop favorite. Among the songs used in the musical are classics from Kelly Clarkson, Katy Perry, Britney Spears, and the Backstreet Boys, including Since You've Been Gone, Roar, Baby One More Time, Larger Than Life, That's the Way It Is, and I Can't Stop the Feeling, and many more. And Juliet had its world premiere in September 2019 at the Manchester Opera House in England before moving to London's West End, where it began performances in November 2019 at the Shaftesbury Theatre in London and went on to win all 3 Olivier Awards. The Broadway-bound production debuted last summer at the Prince of Wales Theatre in Toronto, where it broke box office records and played to standing room-only audiences. And an Australian production of Anne Juliet will premiere this month at Melbourne's Regent Theatre. It also broke box office records at the Stephen Sondheim Theatre last month, making it a certified hit. The previous record had been held since 2014 by Beautiful, the Carole King musical. But for right now, we're going to play our second song of the evening. It is from former American Idol contestant Francisco Martin, and the name of this song is Swollen.
Danced all night till you were back in your body and you forgot about it. With a pretty face on a sweet voice, telling me lies like you were fine without him. You're gone, gone, gone. Now you're gone, gone, gone. And sick and lonely, walking on ice when I approached ya. Looked in your eyes and now I'm falling slowly. You're gone, gone, gone. Yeah, you're gone, you're gone, gone, gone. Yeah. Cause I love the way you say you're scared to hold me. I hate the way you came and left me crawling.
Francisco Martin with Swollen. And we should have time for one last story from the news desk. And this comes from The Athletic. Warriors hype man earns NBA All-Star honors. Here's why his booming voice matters. A story by Daniel Brown. Because professional hype man Francisco Finn has been so loud for so long, the pulsing soundtrack of the Warriors dynasty sometimes gets recognized in public. They may not know his face, but his voice rings a decibel. It happens sometimes at Costco. Finn will say something is incongruous to his wife. Can you believe these peaches? And suddenly a stranger's head will swivel, eyes widening. Someone from another aisle will turn and say, "Oh my God, I knew it was you," Franco said, like they can hear me across the way. If I really wanted to blow his cover, he could just talk louder, because for two decades, the Alaskan Airlines employee by day had been the Warriors' sultan of shout by night. His official duties for the home games including belting out pregame announcements, bellowing starting lineups, and beseeching 18,000 fans to make noise. He's the guy the Warriors count on to bring more cowbell. This weekend, though, the roles are reversed. The NBA is giving him a shout-out. Finn was selected for the All-Star duty in Salt Lake City, an honor he's been craving for years, in part because of the poignant footnote that comes with it. He's the first Asian-American to be tapped for the role. The son of a Filipino immigrant will serve as the in-arena MC for the Rising Challenge, Stars Challenge, on Friday, and the All-Star Saturday night feature in the Slam Dunk Contest, Three-Point Showdown, and Skills Challenge. It's enough to make even a hype man take a few steps, few seconds to find the right words. Finn feels this moment for his fellow Filipino Americans, Asian Americans, and Pacific Islanders. Finn's mother, Angeles Lasarte, is from the Philippines. The stepfather who helped raise him, the late George Finn, was Irish. Finn, 46, knows from the experience that people across the globe watch Warriors games on NBA League Pass, and he gets emails from fans in the Philippines. Parents send videos of their children mimicking his starting lineup theatrics. He also knows there are fans in Asia who will watch the NBA All-Star Game festivities in part because of his groundbreaking appearance. "I have a lot on my shoulders," Finn said. "These kids are like 6, 7, 8 years old, and they are literally copying my introduction. It's so flattering, an honor, and they're like me. Oh my God, you're in the NBA. You introduce Steph Curry every night. They love Warriors basketball in Asia and in the Philippines. They in particular love Steph Curry. He's right there with Manny Pacquiao. There are little kids in the Philippines right now who can shoot lights out. They're shooting threes." Actor Vin Diesel will handle the player intros for the All-Star Game on Sunday, but if they need an idea for yet another sequel to the Fast and the Furious collection, they could just follow Finn around for a night. The Athletic did for the Warriors game against Oklahoma City on February 6th. Finn's over-the-top energy is not an act. He walks as if a leading fast break and talks as if he had amps for lungs. Our QA with mostly just an A, I asked Finn if he was caffeinated. "No," he shrugged. "This is just how I am. In this job, the kinetic pace is a plus, and even 3 hours before tip-off, Finn's night starts with a production meeting with 10 or so other members of the so-called dub squad. Finn comes equipped with a clipboard and healthy stack of index cards filled with mini scripts for each promotional announcement. He later would ignore every single card because he commits them to memory with natural ease. "These are just props," he said of the stack. "It's hectic on this Monday evening because it's Bruce Lee night, and the daughter of the martial arts icon, Shan Li, is in the house for the occasion. Also, there's Simu Liu, the star of Marvel movie Shang-Chi and The Legend of the Ten Rings, who is scheduled to ring the ritual pregame bell at midcourt and need a rousing introduction. They'll be a great pick if you want to grab any photos, and the helpful hype man says, because you never know who's going to stop by. Celebrities, dignitaries, politicians, athletes, indeed, notable bling ringers since Chase Center Open include actress Rita Moreno, actor John Hamm, rapper E-40, San Francisco Giants, Brandon Crawford, and Santa Claus. But the real stars are the Warrior players, which is why Finns treats the starting lineup on his clipboards as sacred texts. He writes them by hand, a superstition, he said, explaining why the Warriors have won 4 NBA titles since the 2014-2015 season. This is good luck, said Finn, tapping his lineup notes. I think this is why the Warriors win championships, because I literally handwrite every single intro. It's never typed. I handwrite them. You see how ratty this is? It's because this is the starting lineup from our championship year, and I haven't changed it. It stays with me all day. In this case, the notes really do come in handy. Players care how they are introduced and sometimes offer stage direction. Finn used to introduce center Andrew Bogut from the University of Utah until the 7-footer pulled him aside one day and said, "Mate, can you do me a favor?" Bogut wanted to be the hype switch out his college in favor of his hometown, Melbourne, Australia, and wanted Melbourne pronounced with an Australian accent, not with the Americanized ending that sounds like born. He can said, "You can see from the Melbourne, Australia. You can say it like that, Melbourne, Australia," Finn said. "I never used the Utah induction again." These days, he doesn't have much names as much as his favorite initials. Give him the last name that ends with P or B, and he's got a runway cleared for takeoff. Oh, yeah, Jordan Pool. I love to do that little emphasis on the P, Finn said. When he had Harrison Barnes, it was Harrison Barnes. Kevin Looney. Looney's fun, too. He's in the middle. I extend the Looney, and every time everyone does that right. In most NBA arenas, the public address announcer handles the glamorous starting lineup duties for the PA peeps. That's the time to shine, the proverbial isolation play at crunch time. For years ago, Finn elbowed his way into the role almost by accident. He was summoned by a corporate breakfast function at the Marriott Hotel that trotted out Coach Don Nelson and the rest of the players. Finn was there as an MC. On a lark, he said, organizers asked Finn if he could do the player introduction in the starting lineup style as he channeled his inner Michael Buffer. "I did that the entire roster," Finn said. "I didn't realize that was an audition. That breakfast event ended up making me the actual introduction guy for the team. They said, 'Why don't you start doing that starting lineup now?' And I said, 'Wait, you want me to do this during the games?' I have to tell you, it opened my up so many doors for me." And we'll continue with the rest of this article next week as we are coming quite close to the end of our show. Ironically, a person that has handled those same sort of duties without the player introductions for the Milwaukee Bucks last season was the University of Minnesota graduate and Milwaukee native John Ballesteros, as one of the hype men or in-arena hosts for the Milwaukee Bucks. But for right now, we are going to end the show with a song from the VST and Company. And this song is entitled Disco Fever. Stay tuned for sound effects.
KFAI and TAMU Events presents Minneapolis Afrobeats Dance Party on Saturday, February 25th at the Cedar Cultural Center. The 2023 Winter Edition features the contemporary African sound taking over the world. In this edition,